Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey Jeremiah, it's Frank with Two Sisters.
Hey Frank, how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I appreciate you calling me back.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you're looking for. I did receive your web registration here, and it said on there you're looking, I believe, for working capital.
Yeah, I'm looking for some working capital. We're actually trying to expand our business into, we do decorative concrete, but we're actually expanding into more of a, well, foundation material. So rebar and anchor bolts and that kind of stuff.
Foundation.
So looking for some money so we can break into that, start to expand.
So currently you do concrete right now?
Correct.
And then you're
decorative
looking
concrete. Yep.
Okay, and yep. Then decorative concrete, and then you're looking to expand to do foundation, which is along the same lines, right? Because you're
we're looking to supply material for foundations. So, rebar, anchor bolts, redwood, stuff like that that they need to pour the foundations.
Got it. And then, so what amount are we looking at?
20,000-30,000.
Okay.
20,000. I mean, nothing real crazy right now. I've got someone else that I'm working with. So he's going to bring money to the table too. And so it'll be a kind of a combined effort. So I don't have to go crazy on a big number. So.
Yeah. Very nice. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And how long you guys been in business for?
I've been in business, 2010.
2010, okay. And what did you guys do in sales for 2015?
I think we were 180,000,
okay.
I believe.
180,000. And then this year, are you guys on track to do the same?
Oh, yeah. We'll be over that.
Over that, okay.
Yeah.
16, over that. Have you gone to your local bank yet?
I've talked to them a little bit. We do have a line of credit with them. But I kind of want to keep that apart if we could.
Sure.
I just want to have something as a backup, so to speak.
Okay. Who do you work with as far as your local bank?
Int, Federal Credit Union.
Oh, Federal Credit.
ENT.
ENT, okay.
Yeah.
ENT. And do you have any current loans out right now under the business, not personal?
Yes, we do. So I have one. We're finishing one up with On Deck.
Okay.
We had one with them before, and that one was paid off. So, other than that, no.
What do you owe right now on Deck?
I'd have to look, but I want to say probably 14.
Okay, 14K. And do they put you on a weekly, a daily? What?
A program? Daily.
What's
yeah, it's a daily.
What's your daily payment?
Yep. What is it?
Yeah.
95 and change.
Okay. Okay. Now, how soon are you looking to bring on the 20 to 30? Okay.
No, not you. I'm sorry. Someone else will slip right there. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to have... We've started to kind of put some stuff together. So, at this point, I'm basically... Whenever we can, let's put it that way. Because I want to get this thing rolling. Our season... Here in Colorado, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's seasonal, but the market here is really good, and we want to break into the market as soon as possible.
Okay.
I have a background in this as well as far as foundations, so we have a good customer base that we can already start to work with. But we want to get out there and get stuff rolling as soon as we can.
Sure, it makes sense. Now, let's talk numbers. Let's say we get you to 20 to 30K. What is that going to do for your business exactly as far as like a return?
Oh, shoot. With the money's invested, I would say we could probably, it would be well over, we should be able to turn that around. If we're doing 30, I don't see why we couldn't make 60.
Is that on one project, or is that throughout the year?
No, it would be at least. Well, how do I put that?
Give me an example for one project. Let's say we just do what's your average. Let's say somebody wants a foundation project and you need to buy materials for. What are you charging them, and how much of that is profit?
Okay, so typically we're making approximately anywhere from 25 to 30% on every job that we go to. Now, those jobs are, so a foundation pack, let's say, typical foundation pack.
Okay.
150 sticks of rebar, some anchor bolts, area wells, windows. You'd be looking at around, $2,500, $3,000. So our profit should be...
Go ahead.
So our profit would be, $500-$600 probably, somewhere in there.
So you're charging $2,500 to $3,000 for that project?
Correct.
And then you're making around $500 on that project.
Correct.
And then how long does take you to do that project?
So this is how they work. So a customer will have, we have a subdivision that they may be working in.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll call up and say, I need 1234 blank street. I need a foundation pack. He orders it. We load it up. We take it out and drop it. That's how they work. So... And then there are multiples on that. So we have one customer that'll do, I know he's projected, he'll do $50,000 a month with us at least. And that's just rebar, anchor bolts, and that. So, I mean, it's per address. I don't want to say the project itself. It'll go on for, it could last a year.
It just
depends how many homes they're putting in type of thing.
Okay. Well, how many foundation... addresses are you doing a month, would you say? What's the average?
So I would say, I mean, we've started doing some. We had some here, so as far as material goes, but we have one customer that I build out 40,000. And what is that? That's probably 20 addresses for him, and that's just within a month. And so we've got several other builders we're approaching, but our problem is I can't go after it if I don't have material.
Sure. No, I totally understand. I'm just trying to get a better idea of what, you know, how you're going to be able to make money, because, if you don't qualify for the traditional, bank loans, then, I want to be able to get you an unsecured working capital loan, but I just want to make sure it makes sense for your business, right? Because the rates are a little higher, but... if there's a profit there, you can still make money, your business can still grow, it's definitely worth it. But if there isn't, then I don't even want to waste your time. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So it definitely sounds like you got something going. You're definitely going to use the money for materials to help grow the business, which is a good thing. Let me send you a application. I know you kind of filled out briefly online, but I would need your actual signature on there to run your credit. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say it's good, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so what's a good email? The email that I have on file?
Which one is that, do you know? Let me give you two, so that way if I'm out and about, because if I have the one here at the shop, I won't be able to get it off my phone. So let me give you two of them, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
So let's start with frankkk788@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then the one at the store, the shop, is frank@twosisters.com.
DCS.com. Okay, so I got... frankk788@gmail.com, and then I got frank@twosistersdcs.com.
Correct.
All right, cool. All right, Frank, give me like 5 minutes or so. Let me put that together, send you a list of items I would need along with the application. How soon do you think you can get all the docs into me?
I should be able to do it end of day. I've got stuff I got to take off here this morning, but I'll be back in the office, and I'll wait for that to come across, see what you got, and if I can, I'll get together as much as I can quickly,
okay.
And then
yeah.
We should be able to do end of day, I would think.
Okay, no rush. I work on your time, so the sooner you get it into me, the faster I can work, and I can usually get you an answer in about 48 hours or so, pretty quick.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate you giving
me
a call, and we'll stay in touch. Do you want to take down my – oh, you have my direct line. You just called me.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.